Now the Three Martini Lunch with Greg Corumbus and Jim Garrity.
Happy Friday and welcome to the Three Martini Lunch. I'm Brett Witterbull sitting in for Greg Corumbus, joined alongside Jim Garrity from National Review Online. Hey, Jim, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Pretty dramatic day or dramatic, you know, evening last night, Brett.
Sure was. It sure was. Well, what do you say we get going on some of these martinis right out of the box? Here is a good martini. I know it's hard to believe there's a good martini in the mix of all this odd and terrible news. If the GOP's biggest objection to amnesty is a path to citizenship, Obama's plan doesn't do that. That's a big revelation there, Jim Garrity.
I'll pause for all of our listeners to high-five each other in excitement. And people might be saying, well, you're really reaching for a silver lining to this decision. But let me observe, one, this has the potential to really tear apart the Democratic Party in a way it doesn't for the Republican Party. Because no matter, yes, there are some Republicans who support a path to citizenship and things, you know, that a lot of us would call amnesty within the party, I don't think there are that many who would say, oh, but we really love the way Obama's doing it. We're really glad that the president has decided to unilaterally rewrite immigration law and completely, you know, close out Congress out of that. So we've got this very good argument of the Constitution to go forward on this and to argue that Obama is, what he's doing is nowhere near like what was done in previous executive orders. They were much smaller. They were nowhere near as controversial. Obama basically did blackmail to say, look, you're going to, you know, either pass what I want or I'll do it by executive order, which is not the way our system is supposed to work. And on this one, you know, look, if this is really if he insists that this plan has addressed the worst injustices of our immigration system, well, okay then, we're done. It's set. We took care of it. Now we can pass a big border security bill. We can do the stuff that we want to do because he just went out and said this executive order is going to take care of the problem that I want to take care of.
So there is a bright spot here. There is a silver lining. It's not all bad. We can get off the ledge a little bit. All right. Well, it's going to be interesting to see how this kind of unfolds over the next couple of days and couple of weeks. And as we roll up to the new Congress and senators being sworn in, it is going to be an interesting fight, no doubt. Now, there is a bad component to this. While this is still pretty lawless, you contend in this bad martini that the new slogan is I dare you to impeach me.
Yeah, and some of this is coming from my colleague Stanley Kurtz, who, you know, pointed out that Hillary Clinton was every bit as supportive of this as anybody else. And the justification was, well, you know, Congress just isn't willing to do what I think needs to be done, so I will do it. Now, and of course, obviously, look, this is blatantly unconstitutional. Obama said as much in previous speeches when he wanted the amnesty activists to get off his back. He said, I'm not emperor. I can't do these sorts of things. And now he's turning around and doing it. So, you know, in a way, look, you know, and periodically all the radio ads and a lot of the campaign materials put forth by Democrats, particularly targeted the African-American community, was Republicans are talking up impeachment. Clearly, they want Republicans to attempt to impeach President Obama because there's no way they'd ever get 67 votes in the Senate, which would be required to remove him from office. Right. Certainly, Joe Biden counts as a form of impeachment insurance. And the idea is so it's not going to go anywhere. But if the Republicans did go forward with that, it would stir up the Democratic base. And, oh, can you believe how outrageous this is? And they're out of control and they're doing this out of racism and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So Obama kind of was daring the Republicans to impeach them. And because if he doesn't get it with this, you have to wonder, is he going to keep pushing this button for the next 2 years? Is he going to keep, you know, doing things that are more and more blatantly unconstitutional, daring Republicans to try to impeach him in a way that, in a move that he's convinced will be a political winner for him? Now, for my people who might think, oh, that never happened, that's kind of a strategy of the whole government shutdown. Obama was convinced that whenever happened in the government shutdown, he would come out the winner and the opposition would come out more hurt than this. So we have a conflict, a president with a really intense appetite for conflict, which is both constitutionally not so great and unnerving and just kind of points to a chaotic couple of years coming in Washington.
Oh, my gosh. It's reminiscent of the guy in high school that likes to run up to you and, quote, make you flinch. You know, it's
there you go. Actually, yeah, that's a very good, a perfect metaphor there, Brett.
All right. Well, I try. All right. Well, here comes a very, very crazy martini. And this is fact checking the crazy things Obama said in the speech. And who do we have the fact checks coming from? You got the AP. You got the Washington Post. And say it ain't so. Jay Carney.
Yeah, you know, that's where you know that they finally removed the mind control device or something, or he took a severe blow to the head. Yeah, no. on the one hand, you have a molecule of sympathy for Jay Carney because, you know, after having previously been sent out to defend the indefensible as White House press secretary, he's now asked to come out and defend the indefensible as a talking head on CNN. And he reached the point where it's just not defensible, where he could say, look, you know, they showed him all the times Obama said, I can't do this. I don't have the authority. And now, of course, today he says he does have the authority. Carney has to say, I think he could have had those words back, especially the first clip where he specifically talked about suspending deportations. That is literally what he is doing today. In later instances, including when I was there, he would speak carefully about what he could not do as president. He can't change the law. He can't provide a path to citizenship. When Jay Carney... it's basically saying Obama is you know, violating what he said earlier. That's a sign that that's a little bit indefensible. That is Baghdad Bob saying, okay, the tanks are in Baghdad.
Right.
And obviously, look, a lot of things Obama said yesterday were not true. You know, interestingly, he did not mention work permits at all last night, and yet that's a big part of the plan. You know, and the answer is that, you know, not deporting illegal immigrants polls a lot better than giving them work permits. The fact that children apprehended in border crossings is lower than it's been in 2 years. That's not true. Number of people trying to cross our border illegally is at its lowest level since the 1970s. No, not true. When I took office, I was committed to fixing this broken immigration system. That's why he's acting at the end of his sixth year in office. Right. You know, we're kind of used to untruths from Obama. It's interesting that, you know, I have been saying from the beginning, if this was popular, he would have been doing this before the election. So he knows it's unpopular. He was probably very pleased that the major networks did not show his speech last night. It was only shown by Univision. And I kind of had this feeling the more attention that is spotlighted on this, particularly the work permits angle, the more trouble it's going to be for the president. So as a result of that, we have a bunch of crazy lies from the president in a national address. Where's Joe Wilson when we need him?
Absolutely. All right. Well, there's your good martini. The fact that the GOP's biggest objection to amnesty was a path to citizenship. Obama's plan doesn't do that. That should be a very interesting debate. The bad, the fact that this is still a pretty lawless move and that the new slogan appears to be, I dare you to impeach me. This is going to be a really interesting next couple of years. And finally, the crazy stuff Obama said in the speech as fact checked by AP, The Washington Post, and the former apologist for the president, Jay Carney. Well, Jim, I can't imagine what's going to come down over the next couple of days, but I know you and Greg Corumbus will get together on Monday with the Monday edition of the Three Martini Lunch and break it all down and, yes, have people thinking and laughing at the same time. Have a great weekend, man.
Thank you, Brett. Best to you.
Thank you. I'm Brett Woodable. That's Jim Garrity. This is the Three Martini Lunch. We'll talk to you on Monday.